You have a wagon with a wheel. So how is the wheel attached? So if it's nishmatas, if it's detachable, so then we see it as unconnected. So this is a nafka mina for a number of things. For example, ein chibur la, vein imdedes ima, vein matzels ima ba'ol neis. And what's relevant for us is the ein gorin osa b'shabes, b'zman she'esh aleha maos. To which the words medayik, ha'ein aleha maos, shaya. Af agav de'av aleha ben ha'shmashos. We see that if there's no maos on the object, you could move it. Doesn't matter whether or not there was maos on the ben ha'shmashos. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Rabbi Shimon, the less lame moksa." Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a meeting with this katzai. So therefore, if the mouse aren't on it, then it's going to be okay. The Rav gave you this for your light. So the Rishonim ask over here, Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rash, the Ramban, Tosrash. They all ask, "Why don't we just give a simpler answer?" Instead of saying that this is Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, we could have just said it's Shachach, because Shachach doesn't become a basis. And in addressing this question, we have a very important machlokas Rishonim. Again, it's quoted. There's two deos in the Tosfos Rash, in the Ramban, Ritva. I'll just read it to you from the Ramban. The Kashalan Amas Nisan. So what do we say? That if it's ain't a nishmetas, meaning to say that the wheel is attached to the wagon, so then even though there's muksa on the wheel, still gorinosa. But why? Very nasa basis udavar aser. In other words, why don't we have a case of a basis here? This money was on the wheel, beginning of Shabbos. We're talking about a case where it's heniach, it's not shachach. V'shem harav Ephraim zal amru, mishkachas la b'shiyesh perus b'shida, o begadim, d'stamakach o umos b'muchni. Some we're talking about a wagon that has stuff in it, like peros. So you have money on the wheel, you have peros in the wagon. In other words, we have here, if you wish, a bus is put up, you have a single unit that's carrying both muksa, the money on the muchni, and the peros and the shida. It's, since it's ena nishmatis, it's a single unit, and therefore it's mutter. V'yafa piresh. Rabosenu atzarfatim zal mefarshin betosos. Betosos gives a different answer. That's the implication of our tosos as well. Debizman shi nishmatis nasis muchni. If the wheel is detachable, so then the wheel becomes a basis of davar aser, it becomes a basis to the money. If the wheel is attached, since the sheet is the ikar, hakol mutter. So they're telling us a very important principle, which is, even though there's no separate heter on the shida, but the sheet is ikar, so the money on the wheel can't turn the shida into a basis. There's no koach to aser the basis. L'chora, the pshat is that Eina Tafel Yachol Lesor Seker, meaning to say that, or it's Bata Legabav, it's insignificant. The money has no capacity to asira the whole big shita. And it would seem that Rabino Ephraim disagrees. Tosfos has this idea of the lenient position quoted by the Ramban in a number of places. One of them is if you switch, skip to Adaf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. At the end of Dibur HaMaschil Hoseach, he also actually gives two answers over there. Inami v'shachach delavi basis. But in the first answer, he's saying that because of the chashivas of the bias, so then the muks on the door doesn't usher the bias, and for that matter, not even the door, because it's a single unit. So therefore, if I have something muks on my door, the muksa object doesn't make the door muksa, and I would still be able to open and close the door. And that's when it's attached, when it's connected, when it's ena nishmetas. If it's nishmetas, so then we look at this as two separate units, and the maos has the capacity to turn the wheel into a basis, and therefore you could move it. When it's ena nishmetas, we look at it as a single unit, and the money doesn't have the capacity to turn the whole unit, the whole wagon, into a basis, and therefore it's mutter. Now, this is very relevant. Let's give an example in a desk drawer with a desk. So let's imagine, typically desk drawers detach. They are nishmetas. Sometimes you could have ones that are ena nishmetas, but typically they're nishmetas. So in that case, if I have muksa in my desk drawer, and that's the ikar, it's mostly muksa. I keep my wallet in it, and I also keep some other things in it, but this is the place for my wallet, that's where I put my wallet. Not shachach. So then the drawer would be a basis, but it wouldn't make the whole desk a basis, just the drawer. Whereas if it's ena nishmetas, let's say it's a drawer that was attached, a non-detachable drawer, so then what would we do? We would say that if you followed Rabbeinu Ephraim's position and there was nothing else in the desk, so then the whole desk would become a basis. If there was something else in the desk, then it wouldn't. Whereas if you held the Chachmei Tzarfatim, then it might depend, but it could be a situation where the muks object in the drawer is chashiv enough to make, would not be chashiv enough to make the whole desk a basis. So far it sounds like there's two opinions here, right? We have the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who's machmir. It's always going to be a basis unless you have peiros or something like that. And we have the Chachmei Tzarfatim, Tosfos, who say that it doesn't even make the drawer basis, right? The wheel of basis. Is there a middle view? What would the middle view be? That the drawer would be a basis, but the desk wouldn't be. In other words, holding like the Chachmei Tzarfatim, partially, the muksa doesn't have the capacity to make the whole desk aser, But still, even though it's Einan Nishma, yes, will be Mechalek between the Dvor and the between the drawer and the rest of the table. Or no. Do we say that once it's in the Shemitah, we're never machalik? Either everything is basis or everything is not a basis. That's all chiddush. When it's nishmetas, so then we're machalik. Then we look at this as two different cases. But once it's in the Shemitah, we don't.
But what would making it a basis in the case of Eino Nishmetas mean then?
You couldn't open the drawer still. You could move the table.
So then how could you say, meaning, that? And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means when it says that it's a bus, it's only talking about the Mochni, not the rest of the Sheva.
Yeah. Now.
The worst case is when it's
a
Shemeta, which is not a Shemeta.
No, but meaning how would you, if the Gemara meant when it's Einu Nishmetas, when it's Nishmetas, that the entire thing is a basis, then how are you talking to be a sheet that says when...
Well, that the Gemara doesn't mean that.
Meaning, it only means the Mochni. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, it, what? The Gemara said, the Gemara didn't talk about Ein and Nishmetas. The Gemara talks about Nishmetas.
When it is Nishmetas.
When it's Nishmetas, so then what's Moksa? There it's only, right, there presumably it's only the Mokhni. It's not going to be the, you think that, how could it make the oh, you're saying because then the Shochan will be Mokhni, correct. That's correct. That was it. In other words, it would be a double basis, correct. In other words, since the ma'os would make the wheel a basis, and then the wheel would make the wagon a basis, right? That's if it's nishmetas.
So then
if you held up this middle view, so then you would say that the ma'os would make the Mochni a basis, but the Mochni wouldn't make the wagon a basis, right? Now, I think what Yoni's saying is, well, what's the logic of that? In other words, why would it be that if it's Nishmetas, it does make it a basis, but if it's Ena Nishmetas, it doesn't?
I think that Kufa is what this Chiddush in the Ramban.
Well, that's why the Ramban.
The Rashba.
Well, so we're going to get to the Rashba. So the Rashba might say this middle view. Unclear. Ike thought that the Rashba sounded more like the middle view. I was not entirely convinced. But whether or not the Rashba said it or not, the Magen Avraham does say it, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we'll just look at it in the Mishnah Berurah if you want to take a look. Mishnah Berurah is in Shin Yud, Sif Zion. We'll just read it from the beginning. I read from the Shulchan Aruch. Mita Shiesh Allah Maus. Oh, Afilu Ein Allah Maus Ata. Vayu Allah Bein Hashmashos. Asa La Tata La Demi. What is Katsay Bein Hashmashos? Is Katsay L'Kul Yoma Haga. Afilu Tzach Gufo. Ol Tzach Makomo. Hu Adin. Now that position is one we're going to have to return to. We saw at the bottom of the Tosfos, he quoted that maybe the meat is a muksamach mas chisar mukis, and the like. And this is an issue we're not going to discuss right now, but it's one that we have to return to. Avu adin l'chol davar hater shemunach alav iser. אבל אין עלה האטמאוס וגם לא עלה בין השמש, זאת אומרת, לא תאטלה אפילו יחתה למאוס וניח עלה, הניח המלה מבעוד יום, כיוון שסילקן קודם בין השמש. הגה, ויש אוסרן בייחד לכך, והניח בהם, אף על פי שסילקן מבעוד יום, ולכן, אז לא תאטל כיש המאוס, אף על פי שהוציא המאוס ממנו מבעוד יום. אלא אם כן, אז במאיסה שפסחם למטה בסילקום נאיכת. כי זה עצרה בין אותנו, you have to work on that. מלצר כופה צריך מקום למטה. That line's also important, because it's, it sounds like this yichud works, but it only works to make it like a krishmach tol yisr, and not muksa lagamrei. And why would that be? Rabbi Shechter thinks this is a typo, so we'll talk about that again, probably not today. But this is what I want to look at. So the Ramag is another example of our halacha, basically this halacha of Mochni. And the example is, how do you deal with mux and pockets? And mux and pockets are very, very similar. And just to be marked them at outside, and then we'll meet it inside. A pocket is, there's two types of pockets. There are pants pockets, or the like, which are basically a separate thing that's sewn onto and attached to your pants. And then there's shirt pockets. Shirt pockets, you don't have a separate thing. You have a piece of fabric that's sewn onto your shirt that allows you to hold things, but it's not a separate entity. So let's talk first about pants pockets. You disagree? This is just a piece of fabric on your shirt, right?
Oh, there's a whole pocket.
This is a piece of fabric.
You could go, you could take it out, right? This is a kiss. It's a kiss that's sewn onto my pants. You could cut it out. If you cut out if you remove this, then there'd be no pocket left. So you're assuming your pants pockets are basically very similar to Nochni, Shein, and Nishmetas. In other words, you have a separate thing that's attached that's ein nishmetes. So if we were to say, you know, what's the halacha if you leave mux in your pants? So typically, actually, if you leave mux in your pants, you're not going to have a basis issue because it's going to be shachach. Typically, you don't intend to leave the muxa for Shabbos, but you could. For example, you generally keep some muksa things in your coat pocket, and you put it there because you weren't necessarily planning to use your coat for Shabbos. Coat pockets are like pants pockets usually. And then it's raining, and you didn't expect it to rain or something like that, and now you want to know, could you use your wear your jacket or something like that? So now, if that's the case, so now it's ein nishmetes. So if you hold like the Ramban. So now, assuming that my jacket won't be a basis, right? I should be able to wear my jacket on Shabbat, my coat, whatever it is, on Shabbos, and it's no problem being a basis.
Tosos.
If you only tosos, yeah. Sorry, Ramban, the gas tosos. Chachmei Tzarbat. As opposed to if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a problem. Now, luch ora, if you hold like the Ram. Like the Tzarfatim, not only am I allowed to wear my jacket, but even my jacket pocket is in the basis because it's a single unit, and the moksa can't even usher my pocket. Okay, so that's what you'd expect. Now let's look at the Ramas. Okay, v'chein bekis hatafer b'beged, ha'wil v'ikra beged omit lo bosh. Im hotzi hamaus misham batal b'shabeged. Dakiz batal atzla. Aval am shachach b'maus. Shachach is lav dafka, and it would be a basis. Mutter l'taltal abeged. D'lo amina d'kol abeged nas a basis l'maus. Ha'wil, v'in hamaus al ikar abeged. In other words, he's following the tzarfatim. Aval ein l'lov shu b'shabes t'chashin ancham yitzei bo. So that's a separate issue, which may not be relevant always, where there's no issues of concerns of Hamsah. look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chavtas. Avlo shachach kavanaso ha'ikar levar lanu. Da'ov yesh adayin maus dakis. Aser lelov sho. Shami yishkach v'yetze. Ukum nesayim levaso. V'rak letal talmuter. V'da'od. De'lav dafka shachach. Da'afilu yiniach maus bekivan mibod yom. So even in a case where it's hinyach, after kis nase basis lemaus, mikomakom mutter letatal habaget, af beod shamos munach bekis. So he's taking that middle view. He's saying that the kis is a basis, though the baget isn't. Why isn't the baget a basis? Because the ma'os can't make the whole baget a basis. But the kis is still a baget, is still a basis.
Well, why is the coat or the baget not a basis to the kis itself? I mean, just like
because it's in an ishmetas. In other words, we know that's what the Gemara is telling us. If you learn like the Tzarfatim. And that's because... And for the same reason why, let's say, Tosis is example by the bias. These maos don't have the capacity to aser up the whole baguette.
No, but that's the maos.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about the muchni. I mean, but the muchni is not being supported by the shida, but here the kiss is being supported by the pants.
The muchni isn't being... Again, if it was nishmetas, right, then the muchni, the shida would become a basis.
If it was
nishmetas, right?
The shida would become?
Yeah. The muchni would become a basis to the maos, and the shida to the muchni.
I didn't realize that. That's,
when
that
it says
also
in
said
the,
that.
Let's see. When it said.
I'm
Well, you still have to be able to read the Gemara. In other words, that's if you take this middle approach, right? I think. If you learn like the Tzarfatim and the Ramban, so then what would be? Then we would say if it's Nishmetas, so then the Muchni becomes a Basis, and the Shida, we don't know. And if it's Eina Nishmetas, then even the Muchni doesn't become a Basis, right? But if we're going to take this this middle perspective, that the that even though because it's Eina Nishmetas, so then the Baged doesn't become a Basis, but still the Kiss is a Basis. So I think the way this perspective must be reading the Gemara is that's what it's saying, that if it's nishmetas, so then the shida becomes a basis, and if it's ena nishmetas, then only the mochni becomes a basis. I don't see how else you would read the Gemara.
If it's nishmetas, it's gorin osa.
We know if it's nishmetas.
It's in gorin osa. Excuse me. Right.
Right.
The mochni.
Mm-hmm. Now we know the halacha is it's more restricted when it's nishmetas.
Right.
So, and it's less restricted when it's Eina Nishmetas. So
right.
I'm saying, how else would you read the Gemara? According to this view, we know Eina Nishmetas, the kiss or the muchni is a basis.
Right.
So then, what's the din by Nishmetas? It must be that even the shida is a basis. I'm just saying, how else would you read the Gemara?
How does that work practically?
Why would it be? What's the logic? I think the logic is like this. that the mos aren't insignificant with respect to the whole shida, but they're significant with respect to the muchni, or in this case of the kiss. The mos are insignificant with respect to, are significant with respect to the kiss, but not with respect to the whole bagdad. So if it's nishmatas, so then we see it as a separate entity, and now since the muchni, the shida is a basis to the muchni, and the muchni is muksa, so then this becomes muksa.
I'm saying, how is this, in the case of nishmatas, how can the shida be the basis, right? For the mos that are in the muchni?
Because the shida, you're saying it's not on top?
Not on top, it's not, so it's nishmatas, that's the point.
No, but right now they're connected, but it's not on top. The question is not on top.
So that's an important question, which we're going to see a little bit later. Does buses have to be on top or not? Or no, it's one thing is mishamish, another thing is it a buses even if it's on bottom, for example. So again, I'm not, to me this Mahalach and the Gemara was a very, very big chiddush, but I'm sort of working backwards from this Mishabur and the Magen Avraham, where he's coming from. I'm going to get maybe it's the Rashba as well. Which is how would you read the Gemara in light of this psak? So working backwards, that's what I think that's the way they must be reading the Gemara. The Mahalach of both the Tzarfatim as quoted by the Ramban or Rabbi Nofrain quoted by Ramban are a little easier. But I think that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, is that's the way he's reading the Gemara. Now, let's give another very, maybe even more practical example. So let's say you have muksa on your freezer door, which is very common. Many things in freezers are muksa. Talk about whether meat is muksa later on. But many posts can assume that meat nowadays is muksa. It's basically inedible. So meat or raw chicken or rice or a lot of the things you have in the freezer are muksa. So you have muksa on your freezer door. Can you open your freezer? So if you followed the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, then you're stuck, right? Why? It's ein and nishmatas, it's true, but lamais, in the end of the day, it's, you know, if you had more, if let's say majority, certainly the contents.
Why do you call it ein and nishmatas?
Because you can't, how are you going to take off your freezer door from your freezer?
You can the same way you take off a wheel.
You could disassemble. Yeah, that's, I assume that nishmatas means easily, like, goes on and off.
It's not easy to take off. Maybe I'm wrong about
that. Taking a wheel off of the access, that then it's in a mishmetes. There's two types. There's a type of wheel that you just like.
Just two okay.
I mean, there's two types of mochnis and two types of wheels and the like. I actually recently we moved and they took the door off our freezer, and it took them about a half hour. And they knew what they were doing. But not maybe a little less than half hour, but I'm saying that's ein nishmatas. I'm pretty sure. So Aaron could do it in 30 seconds. So if we follow Rabbi Ephraim's view, then it would be aser. Now,
if both contents were iser,
were iser, yeah.
Including the toch of the freezer itself, not just
Yes, correct. Right. If you follow Ramban's view, it's going to be mutter. Rachach mitzafatim in Ramban, it should be mutter. Because even if the... because, again, compared to the overall value of the freezer, my meat is insignificant. My meat in the door of the, you know, and there in the freezer door, and therefore it should be mutter. Here, again, if you follow this middle view, you'd be stuck if the majority of the contents of the freezer door are muksa, then it should become a basis. So the freezer door should be a basis to the muksa that it's holding, right? So therefore, it'd be a very good idea to make sure to not have muksa, or too much muksa, to have majority non-muksa on your freezer door. Now let's say...
We say buses about the aser, vidavar, and butter.
Then you look at the majority.
Even if it's by a majority, no? Even if the majority is rov muksa. If there's rov muksa...
Then it would be aser.
Even if there is arm mutar. So buses about the aser, vidavar, and butter doesn't apply unless it's not...
You look at the majority. We'll get there, Baz Rosh Hashem. So...
But even for a benu... For Tosfos, if the toch of the freezer was a basis,
nothing would be a basis.
No, but
based off of the door.
Let's say I have muksa in my.
Oh, if you have muksa in the main part of the freezer,
then can I?
Then it could still be a problem, according to him.
And maybe I can't even move the door.
Yes,
because the door is part of the freezer.
I would imagine that you couldn't. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is the contents of the refrigerator going to help if it's a freezer?
If you have a fridge or freezer, I think it would.
That'll probably make it Dvar Mutar.
I think so. I think that makes sense.
Okay, you have a point. We can have the cool. There's other reasons to do that. So the Tadur Mixad and Mukhover. The inanimated Mukhover.
I'm not
sure Rabbi Ephraim would be back.
Why?
His case.
Again, let's talk about the case where it's in the door.
In the door, they're not going to ask for the fridge, but the fridge you're asking at the door.
No, that wasn't within the Rabbi Meir. He was saying that within the Tzarfatim. Within the Chachmei Tzarfatim, that would be a problem, potentially.
I still don't know. L'chor Rebadeh depends on Tiltum and Mitzvah. Like, the Kli is not being the Shamish, the door. I don't know if there are buses two ways.
No, it's one giant keli. The toch of the freezer and the door.
In other words, what he's saying is just like
the buses to the food in there.
It's the freezer, the whole thing, maybe the store from the fridge.
Yeah, but I don't have any raya in the Gemara that we can ever ask for the mukhni because of something in the way.
If it's in an ishmet, this isn't it one keli, that's the pshat.
That's the pshat.
It's only one keli, like at the kula.
And the Gavi to the Tyre regarding all the dinim in the Mishnah.
Yeah,
but I would think if it's one keli regarding all these.
Just especially like this Mishnah, where do you see that not charged as one?
That's the question. So what you're saying is maybe if you hold like the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, so that would be a kula here, with respect to where you had non muksa in the door, you had muksa in the freezer, so then. Then it should be mutter. Just like we don't go from the door to the freezer, we should go from the freezer to the door, right? Now, so let's say we assume that way. So therefore, you're going to go ahead and make sure that a majority of your stuff in the door is not muksa. Good. But let's say you'll still leave a minority stuff muksa. So Ike brought up a very interesting question yesterday, which is, should you try to avoid that? You would be allowed to open your door, be tiltel min hatzad, letzarach davar hamutter. But should you avoid that? So I thought, that goes back to our chakira about the heter of tiltel min hatzad. If you hold, like the Ritva and that school of thought, that it's a kula, letzarach Shabbos, so maybe that's tachuya, you should avoid it. And whereas if you hold, like the Chazon Ish, that the pshat is that the tiltel isn't nisiaches to the yisr, so then this isn't tiltel muks at all. It should be mutter.
But isn't the Gemara about kilkola machriach that it's not l'chatchila?
You're saying from the fact that you should try to do niyur first?
Yeah.
So we said you could understand that two ways. In other words, the easier way to understand that Gemara is like the Ritva, and that would lead to a chumra over here. If you learn like the Chazon Ish, you would say the pshat is that once it's efshar b'niyur, and I don't do niyur, so that shows that it's actually tzarach davar aser, right? That doesn't extend to here, because here it's e'efshar b'niyur, and memela, you could argue it should be mutter. Anyway, so not clear. Maybe there's a, again, and it's not even 100% clear to me that according to the Ritva you'd have to be machmir, though I think that probably would be the pashtas. So there's a, Ike showed me, it was Rosh Hashanah, right, that said you shouldn't create a situation l'chatchila to be matir based off of total menatzad. I'm not 100% sure that case is exactly like this case, but it's certainly something to think about. I know, like, among the Olam HaTorah, people know to be zahir not to have too much muksa in the freezer doors. But according to this, you should be zahir to not have, ideally, to not have any muksa in your freezer door. If you plan, it should be hard to avoid. So that's something to think about.
Is this for sure tilto min hatzad?
Why wouldn't it be?
You normally open up your freezer door, but that doesn't help.
No, it's not tilto magufo. It's indirect movement. I'm moving. It's like a basket.
No, but using a shovel, to pick up.
I think
I think we'll have to see this, but I think the Pashtus is Rashi will agree, and we'll get to that when we get to the Kalkala Sugyas, that there's a second, one type of Tiltum Menatzad is Kalachar Yad. But that's not the only type, because we'll see over there when we talk about the case with the basket with the fruits in it and the muksa in it. I don't know if that's Kalach HaYad.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to see. Now, what about if it's Eina Nishmetes? So we say it's not a basis, right? And let's even, do you have to do Niyor if you could? So the Magen Avraham is medayik from the Pirshei Mishnayos that you would have to do Niyor if you could. And we'll have to return to this question by Niyor a little bit later. Rabbi Akiva Eger, though, on the Magen Avraham, is medayik from the Rishonim and Arsugya not that way. For example, he has a diuk in Tosfos. It's a complicated diuk, but a diuk in Tosfos in other Rishonim and Arsugya that you wouldn't have to do Niyor. Now, the question is, why wouldn't you have to do Niyor? I think the answer is because it's sort of a double indirect movement. In other words, maybe the only time you have to do Niyor is when you are doing Tiltum Menatzad. I'm carrying the Mutter, and Mela, the Muksa is being moved. But if I'm carrying the Mutter, which is carrying the Mutter, which is carrying the Muksa, so then maybe you don't have to do Niyor. Like, let's say, in the case of a pants pocket, very common Shaila. Not very common, conceivable Shaila. I go ahead and I leave muksa in my pants pocket, or my jacket pocket, or the like. So it's typically not going to be a basis issue anyway, because it's almost always shachach. Left money in my pocket, keys in my pocket, or whatever it was. So okay, so with no basis issue, this is tiltum menatzad. Now, do I have to do Niyor? So according to Magen Avraham, yeah. So if you can do Niyor, If doing Niyor, you know, in the middle of the street, you're going to lose all your money, you won't have to do Niyor. But, you know, when you got to your shul or a private place or something like that, then at that point you'd have to do Niyor. According to Tosos in Arsinia, Rabbi Akiva Eger's Medayik, you wouldn't have to do Niyor. And I saw that the Orcho Shabbos is Medayik, that if you look at it says the Diyuk from the Magen Avraham, from the Pirshei Mishnayos, is ambiguous at best. But if you look at the new printings, of the Kapach printings of the Pirshei Mishnayos, it's not a diuk at all. So maybe that tilts in favor of the Rabbi Akiva Eger's diuk and then the other Rishonim. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the opinion of the Magen Avraham. They have to do Niyor. So that's an interesting question. Okay. Let's go on a little bit. So the Gemara says, Memhemud Aleph. So, Hachanami Mistabra, Durav Kributus Virulai, Damar Rav, Menicha Neragabi, Dakal Shabbos, De Menicha Neragabi, Dakal Yantif. Yamrid, Bishlama Durav Kributus Virulai, Hainu Deshani Bain Shabbos Yantif, El Yamrid Kuribi Shimon Svirulai, Bali Shabbos Bal Yantif. Rav Kributus Virulai, Rabamine Durav, Mal Lutal, Tule Shraga de Hanukta, Mikane Chavrai Bishabta, Ramlu Shapir Dami. Shazat Chakshani, Dahamar, Rav Kana, Rav Ashi, Rav Hachil Chasam, Lo Kedaihu, Rabbi Shimon Lusmoch Alav, Shazat Chak. On. Kibi Samich Amrav Shimon, Shazat Chak. I remember once asking Rabbi Willig a Shaila, and it was a Shtikl Shazat Chak situation. So I know that Rabbi Willig was machmir on this particular shaila. So I told him that Rabbi Simon is mekel. So he says, "Kedai Rabbi Shimon l'smoch alav b'shas chak." Bab minei reish lakish me'rav Yochanan. Achitin shezarn b'karka, uveitzin shetachas tarnegoles. Mahu kiles leil Rabbi Shimon muksa hecha de lo dach yabiyadai hecha de dach yabiyadayim isle muksa. Odil Maloshna Amr Lay, Ein Muxalar Bishimon, Ella Shemin Shibiner, Bishashu Dolik, Hoel the Hooksa Mitzvaso, Hooksa Li Isura. Tosfos, Dibor Maschel Ella, Ella Shemin Shibiner, Lavdafka Shibiner, to who Asur Misham Machabe, Kidamir Perkwez to Beitza, Amistapik Menu Chai Misham Machabe. So when we say Rabbi Shimon is Mode by Shemin Shibiner, it doesn't mean the Shemin in the actual lamp. That's obviously Aser, that's Mechabe. You don't need Muksa. Rather, it's Shemin HaMetafteh. From Mishum, the Muksa Mitzvaso lo Aser Ner HaDolek Lataltel, Kedepreciously El, that was Tosis Mem Basim and Bas, El Kedam Rebsav Pirkin, Mishum Davi Basadav Aser. Table In other words, we actually have two cases that Rabbi Shimon is Moda to, that we use as Lashon. We have Shemin Shibiner, and we also have Grogos Vitzimukim. So a better comparison would have been to the case of Grogos Vitzimukim. And we're saying it's only Grogos Vitzimukim because it's Dechinu Biyadayim and it's also Lochazi, as opposed to here. The Lechem Levitav Yochanan Rebbe Shimon Ein Moksa Grogos Vitzimukim Tav Rabbi Ka'amar B'Samach Dizle Rebbe Shimon Moksa Grogos Vitzimukim Mestaber Dilo Palak. So Tosus doesn't answer the question. Maybe Rashi is answering the question. Rashi writes, Ein Moksa Rebbe Shimon B'Dav HaRa'oi So, the point is that Grogos Vitzimukim are not Rawi. And it's trying to highlight that the only type of Muksa, you're right, in one way it is more Domit to Grogos Vitzimukim, but in another way it's more Domit to Shemin Shibiner, which is the Nakuda that the Gemara is trying to emphasize, that this is Rawi, and therefore the only type of Rawi Muksa that there is, a Libidur of Shemin, a Shemin Shibiner. So, since this is Rawi, therefore it's Mutter, it's not like Shemin Shibiner. The Ritva also asked this question, and he gives a different answer. Amar le'en mux ala shimon ala shaman jibiner v'shashu dolek per shaman v'tavtev. He says Tosus at the beginning, then he asks Tosus his question. Yishlam v'dachav minan ke'en she'el ha'seinu. Shahai sahak tza'asa u'mitchila machnas isu. Kasava shi'ishrishu au So this is actually much more similar to Shemin. Why? Because what's the tzad to be machmir over here? Tzad to be machmir is because what happened? You put them into this ground, and what were you expecting? They were to take root. And if they took root, obviously you couldn't take it out. That's miksa machmas iser. It's like Shemin Shibiner. And Kamash Malo, no, since they didn't yet take root, you're allowed to take it out. So, this is actually a very good dimyon. So that's the Ritva's answer. So why isn't it moksa? Chora, because even though it was kasavar she yishrishu or she africho, but in fact it wasn't. In other words, I think the easiest way to understand this Ritva is basically this is moksa by mistake. You thought they would be yishrishu. They weren't, and therefore it's not muksa. Now this brings us to, and maybe there's a similar idea in Be'edaf, Chavav Amid Beis, to this idea, and we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch Mishin Yud Siv Dalet. Now, there's a very, actually, I guess we'll say it this way, there's an interesting machlokas of Hoskim about this type of question, which is what happens when you think something should be muksa, but it wasn't. So if we take a look
why isn't this just like Koskar Vashoshes?
Here it wasn't, there it was muksa banish mushos. Right? In other words, it's dachini b'adayim, and there was muksa banish mushos.
Maybe Shimon didn't hold this, he's got to say banish
mushos. Well, to see, maybe he does by the cases that he's molded to. In other words, even by Grogos v'tzimukim, the way the Ran says it, the Chiddush, what's a Chiddush by Grogos v'tzimukim? Right? So the Ran says the Chiddush of Grogos v'tzimukim is not, obviously, when they're still disgusting.
I mean, in this case, was after banish mushos.
Right. In other words, by Grogos v'tzimukim, if they're still disgusting, then it's muksa machmas gufa. You don't need to say that Reb Shimon's molded that they're muksa. The chiddush of Grogos v'tzimukim of Reb Shimon is the odds of even migud skatzai in that case. In other words, even though you go up to your roof and now they're chazi, since it's dachin b'yadayim and ben hashmashos it was lo chazi, so then it remains muksa al Shabbos.
Yeah.
We'll return to that when we talk about maybe tomorrow when we do Grogos v'tzimukim. And the same thing with Koskar Vashashas for halachic reasons. Whereas over here, it wasn't Hushrishu Banish Rashas, and it wasn't Hushrishu now. So therefore, all you have was Dachin Biyadayim, but you don't have Lochazi, and then Rabbi Shimon is moded that it's okay. So now and the point is that according to the Ritva, there's an additional Chiddush here, which is even though you thought it was muksa. In other words, you were under the impression that it's muksa. Still, it's okay.
Even according to the Baal HaMor, it wouldn't be dumb.
We'll have to figure out how does the Baal HaMor learn the Chiddush of Grogos v'tzimukim. What would he say in this case? It happens to actually be, interestingly enough, that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you put them in the ground to plant, it is muksa. And actually, the Mechaber paskins that way. If you look at Simon Shin Yud Aleph Sif Chaf Ches, it's talking about a Tiltum Natsad. But the point is, it says over there Tiltum Natsad Tzal Tavu Motem Motir Hokach Snow Shetama Bekat Paaretz Umiktsas Aleph Megulen VeLo Hishrish VeGamlo Diskavim Lizriya Nopla. Chabad writes, if you're miskaven lizriya taka, it would be asur to take it out. The Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? You see from our Gemara, even if you're miskaven lizriya, it's asur, right? So Magen Avraham says taka, it's mutter, even if it's miskaven lizriya. But the Mechaber paskins, it's asur to miskaven lizriya. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that there are many Rishonim who also pass on like the Mechaber, and that's the way you should paskin. But that's actually for a different reason. It's for a technical reason, because we're afraid that you're going to come to do harvesting. But in terms of muksa, it's not true. So what you're asking, and I think that's something that we need to think about, is well, according to Baal HaMor, lamaisa, if I put it into the... how do we understand this Gemara? In other words, is there over here Yoshevu Mitzapeh? And I think what the Baal HaMor would say is that our Gemara is a case of Yosha Mitzapa. Now, is it possible that the Baal HaMor would disagree with this Ritva? Yes. Maybe. As the Baal HaMor would say, yeah, when you actually expected this to have taken root, maybe he would be Machmir. That's not in the Gemara. That's the Ritva's interpretation of the Gemara. And it's an interest. I think about it a little more, but yeah, maybe in a Hanani it would be Aser. Now, but either way, the Ritva says it's mutter. And it brings up a very interesting discussion, which is what happens when you have mistakes in muksa. And this is a machlokas in the Achronim. The Prima Gadim, and it's quoted in Simin Shin Yud, if you want to see the Mar Makomos on this, and I didn't actually look them all up myself inside yet, but it's quoted, all these posts I'm about to cite, it's in Dirshin, note 25, in Simon Shin Yud. So the Prima Gadim is Machmir in the Shaila, and the Prima Gadim basically says that when you expected that something would be Muksa, even if it turns out that it isn't Muksa, it's Muksa. Whereas the Chazon Ish and others disagree. And they say no, if maybe more in line with the Ritva, that if you made a mistake, then it's going to be okay. There might be Rayos from Tosfos, like the Chazon Ish, maybe Rayos from the Rashi, like the Ritva, like the Mishnah Brura. But this is a very interesting machlokas. And if you look again at the Dirshu notes, there are a lot of interesting examples where this could come out. So again, it seems to me that their machlokas basically is a very fundamental thing. When we hold of muksa, alibid Rabbi Shimon, or maisa, because of the iser, does that have to be? Is that primarily because of your das? In which case, if you were mistaken, it would still be aser because that was your impression. Or is it because of the inherent state of the object, right? And since the state of the object is muhan, so that is mutter, right? So the Ritva, Chazon Ish, they seem to be focusing more on the inherent state of the object, and therefore even if I was under the false impression that these, let's say in our example, took root, so then it would be aser, and so we mutter. Same thing could be true with respect to a mistake in halacha. A person thinks a particular thing is muksa, and it turns out it's not. Is it still muksa? And according to so the Mekilim would say, no, it's not muksa. And according to Rav Shimon, his das doesn't make it muksa. It has to actually be muksa. And the Machmirim say, no, that when we say muksa machmas iser, it's because of the iser shibo that you're muksa. And that's true whether it is aser or you think it's aser. It's still rooted in his haktzah. It's the iser makes you maktzah legamri, fine. But lemaisa, it's the iser. It's not. So that's a very interesting machlokas. I was wondering, and I guess with this we'll have to close. But a shtickle stira, seemingly a stira, in citations of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Neither are primary, but at least in two different Sfarms, quote two different Pesachim, which don't sound like they go together. So Rav Moshe was asked the following very interesting shaila by Rabbi Bodner. There are certain Sfarim, there are books that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, or maybe not even during the week, like Sifrei Cheshek or on Shabbos, let's say financial magazines or the like. So let's say you have someone who does. Sadly, a lot of people do. So are they muksa? Are they muksa in their house? So he asked for Moshe. Moshe said no. It's also to read them in house of someone who's strictly following halacha, they're muksa. But for someone who reads them, even though they shouldn't, the maisa, you're not muksa them. In other words, he's going and following the view seemingly that we look at the person's das. And even if Alpi Shulchan Aruch they're aser, that doesn't matter. They're not muksa. That's what Rav Moshe writes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as also saying something like that as well. He says, at least for the person who, the owner, maybe not the rest of the people, let's say Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say someone goes ahead and they decide to dump out two van shops. So they have money in their pockets. So does the money, is the money mooks or not?
That's not the mooks.
So yeah, still Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no haktza. That's even a bigger chiddush. Maybe even that money is mooksa. That's what Rabbi Bodner quoted by Rav Shlomo Zalman says. But the Dirshu quote Rav Shlomo Zalman as, again, saying something that sounds like the opposite, though maybe there's a yeshu, that if you thought something was Arla, and it turns out it wasn't, beginning of Shabbos you thought it was Arla, it turns out it wasn't, it's Mutter. Because he's following the Chazon Ish approach, that we look at not your Das, but what it actually is. But I would think that if those two psukim don't really work together, in other words, either we follow the Das or we just follow objective reality. But you can't be makel on both ends. So that's something to think about. Okay. Stop here. I'm sorry I have to go early. But the Ezra Hashem will pick up tomorrow.